Good afternoon. My name is Mary Witkowski, and I'm interviewing Richard Fuel for the Bridgeport Oral History Project. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Can you give me your full name?
Richard? No middle name.
No middle name.
Fuel. That's it. That's all they
gave
me.
And the date of birth, if you will.
February 2nd, 1937.
And where were you born?
In Rock Hill, South Carolina.
What was growing up in Rock Hill like? Where were your parents from originally?
Parents were also South Carolinians. Perhaps not exactly from Rock Hill. Maybe one was from Beaufort. I think my father was from Beaufort. I'm not sure. I think
South Carolina?
No, he lived there for a while. Mm-hmm. He was actually born in a place that was... it's now known as Ebenezer. It's part of Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. It's a section of Rock Hill that's, before that, all of that was Catawba Indian territory.
Oh.
It was all part of the reservation.
So do you have Indian heritage?
I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Perhaps, who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're so mixed up in the society. But it was Ebenezer. It was called Old Point at that time.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've been able to find out, that was what he listed as his birthplace on his military records, Old Point, South Carolina. But there's actually no Old Point. When I ask people about it, they tell me that is the section known as Ebenezer.
Hmm.
I mean, that's actually where he's buried at now, mm-hmm. in that section.
And your mother was also from that area?
Oh, from Rock Hill.
What did your father do for a job?
He was a stone mason. He was a stone cutter, and that's what he did mostly. He did some brick work, but he was mostly employed as a stone cutter who would cut the archways for doors and windows and fireplaces and all that kind of stuff.
Did your mother work at all?
My mother was a domestic. She took care of kids and stuff and cooked and all that kind of stuff.
How many children in your home?
It wasn't that many, but it was four sisters and one brother. But then you have to consider that there were also half-brothers and half-sisters and all that stuff who
mm-hmm.
came into the family. Also, I had two half-brothers, one who now lives in Philadelphia, and another one, my brother died, and I have another brother who lived in New Jersey for 35 years, and then he moved back down.
Did your mother remarry, or did she?
No. Funny kind of relationships during those days. I don't think anything was too official in those days. They didn't
mm-hmm.
do paperwork on all this kind of stuff.
Not like today.
People just married, and if they couldn't stay together, they just walk away and marry somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were just everybody, whoever could take care of them. It didn't matter who was your actual parents, your mother and father or not. We at certain times had different kids come and live with us who were just like a brother and sister.
Almost like foster children today.
Yeah, it didn't matter. I mean, there was no homeless kids
mm-hmm.
in those days. Everybody had a place to be. Somebody took care of them,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a village, like they say now, take a village away. Well, then in that time, that really worked because everything in this town, you know, the church, the school, the businesses, the people, everybody worked together to make sure that all the kids were always taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
They were always there was nobody starving.
What was the name of the town?
Rock Hill, South Carolina.
So, did you go to school, grade school in Rock Hill?
I went to grade school. Went to the same school from first grade to the 12th grade.
Wow.
It was the same building.
Was it just a small, very tiny school, or did it have...
No, it was pretty big, you know,
mm-hmm.
because in a town like that, at that time, you had the black school, which was Emmett Scott High School, and then you had the white school, which was Rock Hill High School. And it was just those two schools, so
mm-hmm.
everybody went from the first grade, from kindergarten, actually all the way to the 12th grade in the
wow.
same school. You know, so you were there all that time. You didn't get shifted from an elementary school to a high school or anything like that. You were just there.
So
you know.
What did you think? It was a pretty good education because of that?
I thought it was a very good education considering what you had, I mean, you had not all of the support systems that you have now. I mean, we didn't even have new books or anything like that. We had books that were just thrown out from other schools, and then they gave them to us, and we used them. But everybody got a decent education there, because they taught you more than what was in the books. They mm-hmm. taught you how to survive in life, and how to use what was in the books and all that kind of stuff.
So what did you do did you work at all during high school? A lot of people seem to have jobs.
I worked, what was my first job? My first job was carrying newspapers, I think. The Evening Herald, that still exists down there. In fact, I've gone back, I know some of the editors down there and the people who run the newspaper now. You know. The last time I went down there and they did an interview with me, I told them that was my first job mm-hmm. working for this newspaper, mm-hmm. delivering it in my neighborhood. And also I used to clean up churches, used to go into the white churches and clean them up so they would be nice and clean for them on Sundays. It was kind of weird.
Now when you look at it.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Interesting. So then when you graduated from high school, did you have a clear thought of what you wanted to do? Or?
No.
Unless anybody does.
Most my classmates, when the teachers would come around and ask me, what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, they seem to have an idea. I used to envy them. They used to say, I want to be a doctor. I want to be an architect. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a teacher. I want to be this. And they would always get around to me, and I'd say, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know. I had no idea.
What year was that you finished high school?
Probably grade school, when they first started asking me, what do you want to be when you grow up.
And then,
but what even year? In high school, I didn't have an idea of what it.
What year did you actually graduate from high school?
Well, in the 1955 was the year I graduated from high school. At that time, most of the people who got out of school, who graduated from school, and most of the people who started school graduated. I didn't know anybody who dropped out, unless they had to go to work in the fields or something like that with their parents or something like that. Unless it was a reason like that, they went all the way through.
Thank goodness.
And